This year, the state legislature cut more than $400 million in taxes. But Nick Evans reports Florida Governor Rick Scott is looking for even more cuts in the coming year.
When lawmakers return to Tallahassee early next year, they'll have nearly $640 million new dollars to work with. And Governor Rick Scott is pitching a range of tax cuts aimed in part at helping the state's manufacturers. But when it comes to the question of how to pay for it, Senate President Andy Gardner says it's complicated.
One thing that we cautioned in our memo to the members is while we do have more money coming into the state of Florida, there's absolutely nobody disputes that. The concern starts to become how much of that is recurring and how much is non-recurring.
Economic forecasts indicate only about a tenth of the state's surplus can be put toward recurring programs without sending Florida into the red. The governor hasn't put a number on his tax cut proposal yet, but he's hoping to surpass this year's $427 million package. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.